بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before the month of Ramadan, we were discussing a synopsis of Surah Al-Baqarah. And Alhamdulillah, we reached to the eighth ruku. The last incident we mentioned was of the people of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded them to show respect to the Sabbath, the Saturday, and they were prohibited from fishing on a Saturday. But these people then looked for some loophole and they still did it. So ultimately the azab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came over them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We said to them, become despised apes. And they were changed and transformed into apes. Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, he comments on this incident and he says that even in our era, if we show disrespect to the sacred days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then although we may not physically be transformed into animals and apes, but our character will be demoralized to the character of animals. And Allah protect, that person will start behaving like an animal. His mindset will become like an animal. You will not be able to get through him, no matter how much you will explain to him, because as a result of showing respect to the sacred days like Yawmul Jumu'ah, month of Ramadan, all the sacred days that we have got in our Shariat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made these people a lesson for the nations to come. Those who were present in that time, and the nations to come. This was a lesson that when you break the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you look for loopholes, you start playing fools with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is something that's very dangerous and detrimental and destructive. The next incident that comes is وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا وَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This is the incident why Surah Al-Baqarah is given the name. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names a surah after some unique incident that comes in that surah. For example, Surah Al-Kahf, it's named after the unique incident of the sleepers of the cave. Surah Ali Imran, that's also named after some unique incident. So Surah Al-Baqarah is given the name because of this incident that happened in the time of the Bani Israel. There's a few different versions, but what is normally mentioned is that there was a very wealthy person and he had a lot of money. He had some heirs who were waiting for him to die. Old man can die, we can get the money. But the old man is not dying. So they thought, let's just circumvent this whole process and put him away. So they killed him, but to create confusion, they went and dumped the body in another locality, another area, maybe in the middle of the night, whatever it was. Now in the morning, they found this dead body, and they started blaming one another. These people are saying, you all killed him. They saying, you all killed him. So they thought, let's go to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. We got the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. Why we have to have all these problems? We'll just go to him. He'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said to his people, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tadbahu baqara. Allah is commanding you to slaughter a cow. So they couldn't understand. So they asked him, Atattakhidhuna huzwa? Are you making us fools? Are you making a mockery of us? What we asking you and what you telling us? We asking you to identify who is the murderer. You telling us to slaughter. He said, A'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin. I seek Allah's protection from being from the ignorant ones. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to do. So these people, they had that habit of asking too many questions. So they could have just went and slaughtered any cow and they could have got the solution to the problem. So then they said, قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَاهِ. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to explain to us what type of a cow this is. What age it must be of.
So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَالِدُ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. It's a cow that mustn't be too young, not too old, it must be in between. فَفَعْلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. Go and do what you have been commanded to do. So then they said, no, but tell us the color. قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لُونُهَا. What color this cow must be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَى. It's a yellow cow. فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا, with a very bright color. تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ, it must please the onlookers. Still not satisfied. قَالُوا دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن. Give us more descriptions. إِنَّ الْبَقَرَةَ تَشَابَ عَلِينَا. You know, cows have got so much of, they resemble one another, we confused. But then they said, وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ, now we'll be guided. So then he said, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضُ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثُ مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا. This is a cow that has not been trained to plow the field and nor to irrigate the land. And it must be free from any blemishes. There must be no spots on it. And there must be no defects on it. So they said, okay, now, قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ. Now you told us something that is very clear. Now they're hunting to look for that type of a cow. Where are they going to find that cow? Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. That's what we don't see in life. We only see what's in front of us. It so happened in the Bani Israel, there was one man that was approaching his death. He left a young son. He had a calf. So he took the calf and he left it in the forest. And he said, oh Allah, I am entrusting this in your care for my son. This calf must go to my son. Child grew up very obedient to his mother, very, very obedient, very respectable. Mother told him, son, your father left the calf for you. Go there, you'll find it. Because he left it in Allah's care. If it is in Allah's care, it can't go missing. There's no way you're going to lose it. He just goes to the forest, this thing sees him, it comes running towards him. It's wild now. But it comes subservient towards him. This was the cow that met the criteria. Now they came to him. He called his price. There's only one like this. You must pay me. So there's different reports, but some reports mention that they paid him gold equivalent to the weight of that cow. So much of gold they gave him. First they went to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam said, pay him. Pay him whatever he wants, because you'll ask all these questions, you'll make it difficult, now pay the man. They paid him, he got a fortune. He made a fortune for himself. Look at that, father's du'as and obedience to the mother. Respect to the mother. So eventually the Quran says, فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. They slaughtered it, but they were on the verge of not doing it. They were about not to do it because they came to a point they thought they're not going to do it. After they slaughtered it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْدِهَا. Take some part of that slaughtered animal and strike it onto this dead man. Some reports have got the tongue or some other part. They took it and they struck it on him and he came alive. And he said, this person had killed me, this person had murdered me. كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. Allah Ta'ala says, like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you these signs so that you ponder and think over it. So this is the incident that had happened. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these incidents happen because some people in their minds, they think to themselves, you know, it's far-fetched. How are we going to come alive? That was the kufar of the past. That was the objection they had. We're going to be bones and we're going to be smitherings. And that time, we're going to come back alive. So nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can revive the dead. But respected friends, just to relate this incident to some current affairs, slaughtering the cow or the heifer. Now remember, already in the year 2021, 2022, the red heifers were bought. The Jews bought the red heifers. They went to the ranch or the different ranches in Texas searching a whole, remember, there was a whole group of them. When they found the red heifer, they brought in special rabbis to see that this one will meet the criteria. Why they bought the red heifers? They first have to sacrifice the red heifers. They have to go through a whole ceremony, and that they have to do a whole lot of different rituals for them to open the third temple. Open the third temple where? On the compound of Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect the Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah protect the Muslims throughout the world. When all this tamasha, all this thing started and everyone saying different things, what most people never saw was the first thing they did was they closed the Masjid al-Aqsa. And now you'll get a lot of people talking, and you listen to the conversations about Iran and Israel, but what most people won't tell you is the Masjid al-Aqsa is closed. And respected friends, looking at the history of these people, it is very, very possible that all this tamasha is all happening because of that temple that they need to build on the compound of Masjid al-Aqsa. And everyone seems to be quiet, everyone seems to be silent, there's no talk of protest, there's no talk of boycotting. I'm not saying you should actually be doing it, but what I'm saying is that people who are doing it all this time, no one is saying nothing. It's as though just taken for granted. The Masjid al-Aqsa is closed. The minimum that we can do is shed tears and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Masjid al-Aqsa, the people of Palestine, the people of Gaza, and the Muslims throughout the world. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.